that can work generically. Lawyers advise the opposite, but what do they know about the laws of marketing? Not only does the first brand usually become the leader, but also the sales order of follow-up brands often matches the order of their introductions. The best example is ibuprofen. Advil was first, Nuprin was second, and Metoprin was third. That's exactly the order they now enjoy. Advil has 64% of the ibuprofen market, Nuprin has 20%, and Metoprin has 8%. The fourth brand that entered the market was Motrin IB. Even though it had the powerful prescription name for ibuprofen, Motrin's market share is even less than Metoprin. Keep in mind that Advil was introduced with a same as Motrin theme. Also consider Tylenol, the first brand of acetaminophen. Tylenol is so far ahead of the number two brand that it's hard to determine who is number two. If the secret of success is getting into the mind first, what strategy are most companies committed to? It's the better product strategy. The latest and hottest subject in business management field today is called benchmarking. Touted as the ultimate competitive strategy, benchmarking is the process of comparing and evaluating your company's products against the best in the industry. It's an essential element in a process often called total quality management. Unfortunately,